Blog Talk Radio.
Tomorrow we're going to do a full thing on health tomorrow. just to get you up on what you should be doing and what's going on, you know. I did mention that Dr. Sabi, he's offering a list of herbs and stuff that you can be taking. So if you be calling, I'll be giving his number out throughout the show so that you can write his number down and maybe give him a call and set up an appointment. Well, I don't know if he'll see anybody right now. There's nobody want to see anybody right now. But but we need to come together and work together out of love so that we can rebuild what we need to not to rebuild, but a lot of us need to actually build a relationship with each other. You know, I'm talking about rebuild, thinking in terms of the country and where this is going to head. This is going to get a little worse before it gets better, you know. And those of you who aren't actually preparing for the worst that's going to come out of this, you need to step up and think about what you need to be doing, because it's going to get a lot worse. First of all, those of you who are calling your loved ones, on checking on them, and not just once a week. We talk and call them every day. Give them a call. Find out what they're doing. See if they're all right, you know. And if you got to, put your gloves and mask on. Go over there and knock on the door, you know, if you have to. You feel me? But we need to be checking on each other. We need to show the love. Now is the time to actually show the love. Love is an action word, and we need to go into action. We need to show the love. I'm a little tired today, but I'm going to try to make it for the full hour if I can. Just remember that if you're on the line and you want to have you want to make a comment or something, or how you're checking on your loved ones, what you're doing to keep in touch with your loved ones, we'd like to know that, and we'd like to hear how you're doing, how you're coping with this, with the country being shut down. You know, that's very important, and we need to get more in on that. We need to think about that a little more, because this is a very interesting time for us, and now is the time to really, really show it love. You know, put your differences aside. Stop beating up on each other. You know what I mean? We need to actually call each other, find out what's going on, you know. And like I said, if you have to, put the gloves and masks on, go knock on some doors, you know. We really need to work on our ability to love one another. Now, I talk about love every day. The first thing I do when I come on, I talk about love, because it's so important, because most of us don't really know what love is. You know, we obsess with each other. We be getting on each other's nerves and don't know why. Can't talk to each other. Don't understand why we can't talk to each other. And we haven't even figured this thing out. But love is an action word, okay? Love is an act to make others feel good. Now, what does that mean? Okay, I hear you saying that, but actually, what does that mean? You know, when you get around a person, you get to know them. You get to know what they like, what they don't like. You get to know what piss them off, what don't piss them off, you know. And we have a tendency, based on the way this culture is teaching us about love, we have a tendency to think that if you're not making a person jealous, if you're not pushing the buttons to have them fight for you, fight over you, then they don't love you, you know. And that's not really what love is all about. Love is about being around a person. Once you get to know them, you do things to make them feel good. And that's what it's all about. Like, you know what a person needs. You know what a person wants. So you should be about the day-to-day practice of giving them what they need, making them feel good about themselves. And that's so important, because growing up in this culture, especially if you're not part of the rich minority, see, so we tend to think that it's a black, white issue, you know, but they're manipulating you through those issues. They put these issues up to manipulate you so that you can keep you divided and not working with each other, okay? That's why my corporation is called Elohim Five Tribes, black, brown, red, yellow, white, all the five tribes of the planet working together. This planet could be a paradise. You got people sleeping on the sidewalk. You got people dying from hunger in different places. They've given people $8, $10 a month to live off of. And it's crazy, you know, only because we don't learn how to love each other. The biggest problem that we have right now is man's inhumanity to man. That's what's going on. Now, I'm saying man to man, but I'm not leaving you sisters out of this, because some of you sisters get really rough with each other, you know? And we have to learn how to love. So this is what we're going to do. I wasn't going to talk about something else today, but we're going to make this whole show about love and about how you're connecting with your loved ones. Remember, if you're on the line and you have a comment, you want to say something, because we would like to know what you're doing, how you're getting in touch with your loved ones, if you're getting in touch with your loved ones. And if you want to make a comment, just push 1 on your dial, and I'll notice you have your hand up. And at that point, I'll bring you in. I'm going to try to bring you in as soon as you put your hand up, because a lot of us have a lot to say about a lot of different things, so I don't want you to wait around once you put your hand up. So you press 1 on your dial, and it will tell you that you're in your host key, and that will let me know that you have a comment and you want to say something about this, okay? Now, the object of this hour is for me to find out from you what you're doing, how you're connecting with your loved ones, and how you're treating each other during this virus situation, because it's going to get worse before it gets better, okay? So this hour, we're going to dedicate this hour to talking about love, all right? I haven't done a full hour on love in a minute, and I think this is a good time to do it, you know. Remember, love is an act that makes others feel good. You're going to know each other. You're going to know what each other think. You're going to know how each other feel. You follow what I'm saying? And once you learn these things, it's a study process. It's a learning process. Once you learn what makes the other person feel good, that's where your mind should be at on a daily basis. That's where your heart should be at on a daily basis. Every time you do something or say something that doesn't make the other person feel good, now just remember, I'm just going to drop a little bit of information here. I don't want to get too complicated. But your heart has a neural net that communicates with the brain, right? And this neural net remembers what's going on. Your heart actually remembers, you know. And some of my people, I hurt my heart so much, you know. And your heart gives off hormones for stuff that you like, stuff that you don't like, when people do things to you. And sometimes you bump into a person that you don't even know, but they seem like somebody that did something to you. You say, I don't like this person. I don't know why, but I don't like it. That's those hormones kicking in from your heart. You remember this person because they seem like somebody that had done something to you a little while ago that really pissed you off, you know? And your heart remembers these things, okay? So think carefully before you start pushing people's buttons. I was talking to my niece, and she's so honest. I love her so much. Her name is Niga. I love her so much because she's so open and so free. And she said, yeah, well, I do be pushing my man's button. Sometimes I just go, just push the button, and I laugh so hard, you know. She's a really free spirit, and I love her so much. But a lot of you know what you're doing, but it hurts the person's heart when you do that. So try not to push those buttons. If you're going to push a button to make them be more responsive to you and make them love you more. Learn about the person. Learn what they like, what they don't like. This is what you're learning anyway, but it goes further than that, okay? Learn what size clothes they wear, what kind of size shoes, things like that, you know. I mean, I'm watching a story on television with Will Smith, And him and his wife, they're in a relationship, you know what I mean? And it's his wife's birthday. He wants to go buy something for his wife. And he goes into a lingerie store, and he's going to get a set of bras for his wife. And he goes into the store, and the lady asks him, what size do you want? He don't know what size bra. Now, he play with these things every night and don't even know what size they are, you know? So he has to look at somebody. Oh, her, yes, that size, you know? See, little things like that. Now, I have to take my hat off to women because women, they know how to love. You know, they've been loving their men for so long. If you give a woman, okay, $300, you know, and say, go buy some clothes for your man, she would dress her man to a T, down to his shoes, his socks. Everything will fit perfectly. She knows exactly what size all his stuff is. You follow what I'm saying? Get a man that same money, and he got to go call his sister. I got to buy something for my wife. And I don't know what size stockings, whether it's a CB or AB, whatever they wear in a different sizes. You know, he won't have a clue. He has to really start learning if he has to go and buy a whole lot of stuff for his wife. See, this is important. All these things you need to learn, especially the guys. I'll be on the guys for a minute here. If you can think about this as I talk about this, can you go in the store right now and pick out the right lipstick that your wife uses? Can you go in the store and pick out the right mascara that she wears? What size things does she use for her eyelashes? Do you know these things? She wears a certain gels and creams that keeps her skin soft, you know? Do you know what they are? Have you been learning these little things so that if you run across a sale and you know that your wife likes these stuff and you can pick this up on a sale, but the sale come and go because you don't even know what she is. You don't even know what she wears, how she dresses, her shoe size, nothing. Panties. If I understand, when the last time you actually bought panties for your wife or for your girlfriend or even for your sister? When was the last time you did that? You don't know these things because you're not dealing with love. Men, when we're being trained, right, our job is go out, make the money, bring the money home, give it to the wife, and let her get whatever she got to get, and I'm good. You know what I mean? Well, most guys don't like to give a woman the money, but you got to remember, when you get married, they call her a housewife for a reason. That house is hers to run, if I'm saying. So don't get it twisted like you'll come in and run that house. Oh, no. You know what I mean? You got to learn how she runs the house, what she do with the house. Now, some women are not organized, so you might have to help them out a little bit, but give them a chance to lead when it comes to the house because they're called the housewife for a reason, okay? And trust me, once some women get the rolling, man, that take care of the house better than anything you can think of. You know what I mean? And when you're out working, you're like sometimes you might have to work two jobs. You follow what I'm saying? To give her or to bring the kind of money home that they might need. You know, we need to talk about economics. Well, that'll be coming up on I think Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm not sure, but I really like to talk about love because we need to practice loving each other more, and we don't do it more. Now, once again, those of you who are on the line, all you have to do is press 1 if you have a comment or you want to say something that represents the conversation, and then let me know that you have your hand up, and I'll bring you in, and you can give a comment. Now, the question on the board is, are you in contact with your loved ones? That's the question that's up. I only have one question up for today because what I was going to talk about, I'm not going to talk about. We're going to talk about love today, you know, because I think that's so important, you know. Yeah. How groups are going to get together if you don't know how to love each other? How are you going to get together with your family if you don't know how to love each other? Don't it seem strange to you that 50%, this was the last statistic, 50% of all marriages end in divorce? Why are there so many people breaking up? You start off loving each other. You have this good feeling about each other. And you all love each other. You can't keep your hands off each other. You run around like teenagers. Some of you are teenagers. But if you're running around like teenagers, kissing and hugging, 2 years down the road, I can't stand it. I can't stand her. She got on my nerves so bad. What happened between that good, loving feeling that you had and 2 years later that you want to kick the person out the house? What happened? What went wrong? What's going wrong in these relationships? Well, this is what we're talking about now. This is what's going wrong in these relationships. You don't know how to love. Now, a friend of mine brought it to my attention that this is a little while ago. We were talking about the different language that men have and women have. Yes, we speak two different languages, okay? I'm going to give you an example that he gave me. He said that we're sitting in the car, right? And the driver, male driver, has the window down, and it's cold. You know what I'm saying? Well, a female, the way she would talk, she would say, you know, it's a little chilly in here. But what she's really saying, because he put that window up, that's how she would ask. A guy would say, yo, man, put the window up. It's cold in here. There's a difference in language. Women don't want to just order the guy around, you know what I mean? Because a lot of women feel it's not their place. They just tell a guy what to do. So they make suggestions. Their suggestions is actually a command. You have to recognize what those suggestions is. So the language is different between a guy and a girl, okay? So that's why some women say, well, I'm from Mars and I'm from Venus, like that. But you need to learn the language. You need to learn each other's language, you know? And some guys to females. Because they don't know the language. They don't know how. And some women can't talk to guys. They don't know the language. They don't know how. You know what I'm saying? So you need to spend time learning the language and how to communicate with each other. And I think that will be a good thing. That will help you so much in relationship to love. Now, let's get back to the main topic. All right? Are you getting in touch with your loved ones? Okay. Now, I want to hear from you. You know, the board is I see the board lighting up here, so we got a lot of callers on the line, but nobody's hitting one. But don't be shy. Now, we're not going to mention your name. We're just going to mention the last 4 digits of your phone number. So that if you want to make a comment, you can go ahead and make a comment, you know. What I suggest, now, here's what I do. Here's what I'm doing. I got like 250 numbers in my phone. Right? So on a day-to-day basis, I'm going down. I'm just telling you what I do, what I'm doing to keep in touch with my loved ones. Some of them not even my loved ones. They're just friends, radio friends and stuff like that. There, I go down the list. I start from A, and I just go down my phone list, and I just call. Just call just to check on them. Some people I haven't called in a minute, but I call just to check on them anyway. You know, right now I'm up to the R's right now, okay? So I'm going to get down to the R's, and I'm going to start over again. Just call them. Just don't want nothing. Just say, yo, I'm just calling just to check on you. Make sure you're all right. If you need anything, let me know. If I was there, I haven't been out of my house in 3 weeks. I'm telling you straight up. I've been in-house for 3 weeks. Excuse me. Hold on for a second. My throat getting a little parched. I've been singing. You know, I have CDs on the market. We're in the process of making a new album. So I've been doing a lot of singing, so my voice is a little hoarse, but I'm good. So what I'm trying to get at, okay, is this is how I'm trying to keep in touch with my loved ones and friends. Now, my children come by. They come by and check on me. They have their little gloves and masks on, and we keep a little social distancing, you know. And I tell them when they go out, make sure only go out every 10 days. So when you go out, try to plan it so that you can get whatever you're trying to get. And you don't have to go back out for 10 days because I'm just going to give you my understanding of the virus. I know some of you disagree, but that's okay. My understanding of the virus is that the immune system can protect you if you're not being oversaturated with the virus. So if you go out, and this is my opinion, okay, it's an airborne virus. So when you go out, just breathe in the air, you're going to get the virus, okay? Just breathe in the air. Now, if you get it just by breathing the air, it's not in a concentrated form. That's why they ask you to wear masks, so that if some people have it in a concentrated form and they don't want them to give it to somebody else in that particular concentrated form, because everybody's immune system can't handle that level of concentration. But you get a light level when you go out. And if you come back in, if you don't go back out for at least 10 days, then your immune system will kick in and take care of everything. You follow what I'm saying? After they say you can't get reinfected. There's a lot of misinformation out there. I got to do some more study, more research. I do my own research. I don't really listen to everything they say across TV, because a lot of things are politicized and they're not really sure themselves about what's going on, or so many people wouldn't be dying. Right now, just to give you an update, we're up to 20,000 people dead in this country. Right now, this country has the largest outbreak of any country in the world right now. And I believe that's because we started so slow. President Trump said it was a hoax, so he didn't rally the people. He wasn't talking about getting people ready for this thing. So we're like 2 months behind, so it's going to take us at least a couple of months for we actually reach an apex. They're trying to say that we're reaching apex now just to make Trump feel good, because he predicted that it was going to be going away by Easter. Well, it's Easter, and it ain't going away, and it's getting worse. It's going to get worse before it gets better. So since we started 2 months late, January, February, March, April, May, we're looking at June and July before this thing really starts to come down. And most of the people in the country right now still haven't been tested. They only tested a couple million people. Well, there's a lot of people in this country, and they haven't been tested. And they're saying that the count is higher than that because they're not counting the people that have died in their homes. People are dying in the house, you know. And one of the real tragedies I'm finding in this epidemic is that when your loved one dies, normally the body is transferred to the funeral home, okay, to be processed. The funeral homes are closed, and they can't just give you the body, bring the body to your house. So they're not giving the people their bodies. They're burying them in mass graves, because you can't claim the body, because there's nothing you can do with it. What are you going to do? If you had a body right now, what are you going to do with it, you know? So that's the real tragedy about this. You can't, give your loved ones a proper funeral, send them off properly like you're supposed to, you know. I don't know what religion they're in, but everybody has certain rituals that comes to religion and stuff. And that's one of the real tragedies of this whole thing that's bothering me. Once again, if you have a comment or you want to say something, press 1 on your dial. And I guess with all these calls on the line, somebody should be saying something. But that's okay. If you don't want to say anything, that's fine. Just stay on the phone and listen. That's good. And we'll keep talking about love. We'll keep talking about this virus. I'm going to go a little bit more into the virus, too. We're coming up on the halfway mark. Normally at the halfway mark, I run a commercial. So the commercial takes about 5 minutes. Now, I'm going to be asking some questions. I did a virus thing a couple of days ago, but I'm going to do it again. I'm asking you, what are you doing to protect yourself from the virus? This is what we're going to be coming up right after the commercial break. And if you can tell us what you're doing, help us out. Maybe we can do some of these things, too, to help protect ourselves from the virus. But the most important thing is that we want to know, are you in contact with your loved ones? And how are you in contact with your loved ones? And what are you doing to keep in touch with your children, the grandchildren, and all that? You know, just speak to them. We have to say it here today, going tomorrow. But this virus is here today, going today. So don't hesitate to, just to call each other. And especially if you had a problem or you're arguing with one of your family members, give them a call. I'm guilty of that. There's a couple of family members I haven't talked to in a while because of some of the stuff that they did. But I'm going to call them anyway just to give them a shout out. and let them know, even though things aren't going the way they're supposed to be going between us, I still love them, okay? Now, we're coming up on the halfway mark, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to go into the commercial. I'd like to give a shout-out to the people that are on the radio and that are doing things and in the community. You know, you say you have to give back. I don't charge for the commercials. The commercials are free. That's why there's no video on here. But we have to give back, and this is my way of giving back to the community for giving back to them for what they're doing. You know, I just give them a shout out. This is Elohim 5 Charge Radio, presents Elohim Speaks every day from 10 to 9 Philadelphia time. The call in number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 on your dial if you want to give us a shout out. Monday, we're talking about health. So we're going to be talking about health again tomorrow. Health. Tuesday, we're talking about history. Wednesday, we're talking about politics. Thursday is economics. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we talk about religion. So those of you who are spiritually inclined and want to talk about your religion or what it means, okay, our church is called the Tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah. Yeah, I mentioned them both in the same sentence. Y'all be out there fighting so much. It's just amazing. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you have a company or group and you want to give a shout out or advertise your group, feel free to do so. Just hit one on your mic and hit one on your dial, and we'll let us know that you do have something to say, and we'll bring you on. Okay, I've released a gospel CD. 911 Jesus is coming. 911 Jesus Emergency Jesus is coming. The link is CDBaby.com/CD/ Elohim Christ 2, that's the number 2, okay? So check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube. Just click Elohim Christ 10 tracks, Jesus is coming. Ask yourself, when Jesus comes back, where is Jesus coming from? You know, we think he's going to come from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb, all right? I call you a goddess because the Bible calls you that. Psalm 82, read it. your sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping, because that child you dump might just be the one to get us out of this mess. And we, you know, the older folks realize that it's going to be the children that's going to take the torch and run with it. We're just trying to set something up so that they have some kind of torch to run with, okay? So don't take our chance with these babies. We need these babies, and guys, you need to click in. Check, you need to help these sisters out with these children. You know, it took two to make it, so it takes two to raise it, okay? And don't forget to check out my book, The Tyrannical Scriptures, Part 2 of Christ. It's come for more information on the CD or book, because the CD, we have the book on the CD form, and the book is in paperback, okay? Just call TCCA at 215-758-1703 from 9 to 5, okay? Also, I'm in the gold business. I do carat bars. If you want to know more about buying and selling gold, just call me at the same number, 215-758-1703, or you can email me at elchristalahim@gmail.com, elchristalahim@gmail.com, okay? Please don't forget to visit my website. Just call elchristalahim.website.com/website, and that will take you right to my website, and you can get some more information about what we're doing and what we're about, okay? Because I'd like to give a shout-out to our history book that was done by Horace Butler. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces. Now, we also give a shout-out to Legacy of a Nation show hosted by Brother Mack and Son. It comes on every Saturday from 6 p.m. Eastern. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The call-in number is 319-527-6199, okay? He's very good at making you aware of what's going on. I would like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra 11, spoken word. I like the word that she speaks, so check her out. I'd like to give a shout-out to Nikki Lava. She's a spiritual advisor. So if you guys are into spiritual things, you want to know about your future and all that kind of stuff, you know, she comes on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The call-in number is 347-215 8040. You can also go to our website, NikkiLaRoonan.com, and get more information about that. I'd like to give a shout out to Division 121 of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's the UNIA ACL, 1918 and 1929 of the world. They meet every week. For more information, contact President Mark T. at 267-822-2320. And he'll tell you a little bit more about it. And if you need any more information, just call me at 215-758-1703, like I said, from 9 to 5. And we have the UAIA. They're offering land to build on in Africa. And that's something that was on our Brother Max show yesterday. And one of the brothers said that he has some land out there. So maybe we'll figure out how to get these two together. It's called, he's in the RBG Industries. They make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a tailor-made outfit or land, call 609-638-5828. And I also like to give a shout-out to Safemore Electrics. That's my son's company, so I stick my chest out every time I mention this company. The call-in number is 215-909-3352 from 9 to 5. You can give him a call. If you need some electric work done, lamps put in, lights put in, if you have trouble with your main power or something, just give him a call. He's certified, so you don't have to worry about licenses and all that. He knows what he's doing. And also, we have a security company that's looking to hire people. So if you want a job in security, just call this number, 336-988-8638. He's supposed to call me to give me more information, so hopefully he will. I would like to give a shout out to Tom Storton. He has 6 CDs on the market. He's got an old style. You know what I mean? He sounds pretty good. He also did a lot of the background on my album. And his call number is 267-259-4097. Okay, I'd like to give a shout out to Taylor Tots Learning Academy. I'm sticking my chest out again. That's my daughter's business. And she's licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse who is currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Taylor Tots has before and after school services in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 to 6. PM Monday through Friday. Our email address is TaylorTotsLearningAcademy@gmail.com. Instagram is Taylor_Tots_LA. Okay. I would also like to give a shout out to our naturopathic healers and doctors. Okay. One is Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. He also contacted me. He's offering a list of herbs and stuff that will help you out during this virus situation. So you can go to his website or make an appointment. His web address is www.drpaulherbs.com, okay? And you can reach him there to find out exactly what he has and what he's doing. Another naturopathic doctor, Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-3864. So if you're sick and you're not calling one of these specialists, you deserve to be sick. No, nobody deserves to be sick. So just think about it and don't call these guys and don't worry. just call these guys. Don't worry and be healthy, okay? Well, that's it. Well, those shout-outs here, it took about 9 minutes. I'm going to have to figure out how to cut that down a little bit. I don't want to. I didn't have everybody sitting around for 9 or 10 minutes listening to what's going on with the commercial. But I think it's important that we give something back, okay? Maybe I'll extend my time on the radio an extra 15 minutes so that we have more time to talk about what we're talking about as far as the show is concerned today. So now, we're back on the show, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to put somebody on the hot seat. I said I'm going to put him on the hot seat, and lo and behold, he don't put his hand up before I can get him. So I'm going to bring 1927 in. He must have read my mind, boy. I'm telling you, 1927, you're on there. Just going to put you on the hot seat too, boy.
No, good evening. actually, that wasn't putting me on the hot seat, brother. You know, he was just putting me in the limelight. I have I have a question regarding showing love. And the question is, in the handling of conflicts, I think it's only natural that you and your partner sometimes will disagree, and the disagreement that doesn't always get settled during the one conversation, and one or more of you will go away grumbling and you know with an unsettled issue, and it'll come back up sometimes in a way that you don't even recognize that it's related to the disagreement that you had yesterday, day before, or even last week, and it wasn't resolved to the satisfaction of everybody involved. What do you have to say about an issue such as that when you disagree and can't come to an agreement where everybody goes away satisfied, and then it sort of gets put on the back burner, but there are ways that if you're paying attention, sometimes your biscuits might get burned, or your coffee might not get cream in it. if you get my drift, what would you have to say about that?
Well, from my experience, right, most conversations that end in a stalemate are based on belief and not facts. If we deal with the culture that we were that's a universal culture of read what you sell. That's universal culture. If you're dealing with that culture, that's a scientific culture. So what you're sowing in is what you reap. You know what I'm saying? So most of those debates, most of those so-called arguments are based on belief and not actual facts. So if you can turn that conversation into a factual conversation where you both can research rather than deal with a belief conversation where it's basically what you believe and there's a way to look it up and check it, you know what I'm saying? I think that will solve most of the dilemmas, and your biscuits won't get burned and you'll have cream in your coffee.
I don't disagree with you, Brother Elohim, but I do agree that most disagreements are born out of emotion and belief. But
right.
That's kind of what happens. It's what happens. Who's gonna do research? Sometimes I feel like you need to impose your view on your partner, and so that you can get on with something more important. But it doesn't go away. It just lays there, and she bites you when you're not looking.
Well, that's a male perspective when you talk about forcing the will of somebody. See, the whole thing is it's something that you can't just do. It's something that you have to practice throughout your relationship. So you have to go to you have to deal with things that are not quite as important and switch it into a fact mode. And this will give you time to practice. You know what I mean? Looking up these things and checking these things out. But if it just, you know, if you're not used to doing that, you're right. That research ain't coming up. And it's not so it's something that you have to start practicing with something that's not detrimental really to the relationship. And some of these small things that don't seem like they're detrimental, they are detrimental because they have a habit of accumulating. And from the female's point of view, it accumulates to a certain point that they say, I'm tired of this. Look. And you try to figure out, where in the world is this coming from? It just happened
like,
months
where
ago.
Where did this come from?
Yeah. You have every little disagreement is important. I don't care what it is. If it's about whether you got enough, whether the water's too hot or turn the thermostat down or whatever, every little disagreement is very important. And you have to start solving factually, okay, all of these little teeny things, and you'll get used to that particular practice because it's a learned behavior. You follow what I'm saying? And in this culture, we're not learning that particular behavior. So we have, a learned behavior. That's why 50% of our relationships don't work, because they're not, we're not being taught this. We're not being taught how to solve our problems in relationship, in groups, in companies, stuff like that. If you remember, even on the radio yesterday, when the brother was talking about land, I agree with him, but he provoked an argument. Well, not an argument, but he provoked a debate anyway. Well, there's so much more. you know. But right away, he wasn't satisfied that I was with him. You know what I mean?
Indeed.
And,
Yeah. Brother Elohim, another thing that I have noticed is that let's see, my wife often, well, she often will come to me with a problem.
I have to caution you on your language. You know, some people will come to you with a problem. Is that what you're saying? Because you're about to throw somebody under the bus, and you will not get your biscuits and your coffee tomorrow.
I understand, but she's not listening to this conversation. I hope. She will come to an issue, come to me with an issue, and I have always been somewhat of a guide and a counselor, and I want to solve the problem. I want to solve the problem, and sometimes she'll say, "Honey, I don't want you to fix it. I just want you to listen."
Right, and that means what you just told me, that you're older than your wife, and that you feel that you have more knowledge than your wife, and sometimes that becomes a problem because you're always a teacher, like she don't know nothing. Duh. Uh-huh. You know, I know you're older than me, but I'm not no kid, you know. So just taking what I'm saying and running through. So, you know, you have to be careful with that because it gets to the point where you're dealing with equality here. See what I'm saying? And since you have, even though you have more experience, she might be smarter than you. Because the younger ones are usually smarter, they just don't have the experience. So you have to figure out a way to meld the experience in with how smart she is, you know, and that way you can get some kind of balance, because you can actually teach a person while they're teaching you by the questions you ask.
Yeah.
So that might be a way to. But I caution you on your language. Never assume that somebody is or is not.
I have said on many occasions. Say, honey, I can't stand by and see you struggling with a problem, and I have the answer. She said, "No, I don't want you to. I don't want the answer. I just want you to listen." And I'm like, this is the hardest thing for me to do, to listen to you cry out with a problem, and not give you the answer, which I have already. But I have much to learn. I'm glad that you that you're there, providing a platform. So because I think I probably am not in this situation by myself. The likelihood is that there are many male listeners who are in the same situation.
Not many. Every male listener.
I'm trying to be kind.
So. Well, normally, when a conversation goes that way, there's something that they're trying to say, but they don't know how to say it.
And every time
they say it, you're hearing it a certain way, but that's not how they want you to hear it. But they don't know how to say it to get you to hear it a different way. You know how the old saying, "I'm saying one thing, but you're hearing something else." That might be more going. So you're trying to solve a problem that actually don't exist, and she's trying to give you the problem, but she don't know how to give it to you where you can hear it. You know, so it gets a little tricky. So yeah, maybe you might have to just listen and figure out. Well, if I have the answer, right? If she don't want my answer, then maybe I'm not hearing the question.
That could be, yes. There is something that I'd like to share with you and your audience, and that is, I like to go downstairs, leave my wife in bed, and bring up coffee for both of us. And I did that for a long time, and then she started saying, "No, I don't want any yet, babe. I don't want it." So I would get some for myself. But I always ask, "Honey, shall I bring you a cup of coffee?" No, thanks, honey. I appreciate it, but no thanks. And what I have discovered sideways is that I wasn't making the coffee strong enough for her.
Okay.
I was putting in one scoop of coffee per cup, and she puts in two scoops per cup. In other words, she makes it almost as thick as oil, and I wasn't doing it right, and she wouldn't tell me. She just said I don't want any yet, and so she would make it for herself when she went downstairs. She would make it the way she likes it, but she never told me. I don't like the way you make coffee.
But did she make coffee for you?
Yes.
So when she makes coffee for you, is it the way you like it?
No. It's much stronger than I like.
Okay.
It's kind of like oil, you know. It's too thick. Nonetheless, nonetheless, I when she makes it for me, I thank her and I drink it and I enjoy it. But I would like it much better if it were half as strong.
So you're not telling her, she's not telling you.
Right. That's exactly what's happening.
So both of y'all drinking a miserable cup of coffee. she don't want to hurt your feelings. You don't want to hurt her feelings.
Exactly. Yeah.
Isn't
that something? Yes. That's exactly what's happening. I don't want to hurt her feelings. I want to hurt her feelings. And she's showing me the same favor. She doesn't want to hurt my feelings. She just says, "No, I don't want any yet, honey." And then she'll make it herself her way. But I, on the other hand, say, "Oh, thank you, baby. This is delicious."
So that's what we call a listening problem. You're not hearing. And she's, you're not talking to each other. Sometimes you can talk to each other just through the action, you know. And maybe next time you go down and make the coffee, you make two types, one for her and one for yourself. You know? You know? So now
your point is well taken, yes.
Yeah. That's very interesting.
Okay, but one more question. I see the time is growing short. Is it not showing love on both our parts when we go out of our way to avoid making the other one uncomfortable?
Well, you know, you're showing love, but you're showing love from a not from a reap what you sow perspective. See what I'm saying? You're showing love from an altruistic perspective. You know, I mean, you're not. It's not going to hurt her feelings, you know, to let her know that you like the coffee a different way. So, and it's not going to hurt your feelings if she tells you, well, you know, the coffee's not strong enough. So when you go down, make mine stronger because I like it stronger. And you would accept that because you love her, you would accept that. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So there's
altruistic acts of compassion that we deal with each other, and those things begin to irritate the heck out of you after a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's true.
Yeah.
It's true because for years I made her coffee, and she always gave me high praise. And then you reach the point. No, honey. No, thanks. I don't want any. And I could not help but notice. And then I find out. Say, okay, I've been doing it all. I've been doing it all wrong.
Okay. Well, we only got about a minute left. So this conversation is very enlightening. I learned something myself here. And hopefully that those on the call picked up some information about this in reference to relationships. But I do caution your language for the next show.
Yes, sir.
Because that assumption will...
you're absolutely right. One thing that I have learned is to never tell her that she's wrong. I might say
okay.
something to the effect that, well, that's not exactly the way that I see it, honey. But to say I have learned not to say you are wrong. That's about one of the worst things you can do. to spoil a good relationship.
We got about 20 seconds, so what I'm going to go ahead and close out.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Brother Mac. I appreciate the lessons you gave us today. And tomorrow we'll be talking about, we'll still be talking about the coronavirus tomorrow because we're going to health, okay? Okay.
Yes,
I have walked the path as divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. I will talk to you guys again tomorrow. Much love.
Be well, my brother. Be well.
All right.